On this episode of our Propane Safety Podcast series, we'll be reviewing what propane professionals need to know about cathodic protection inspection requirements in underground storage containers. Please join me, Kyle Kerber, and propane safety expert Mike DiGiorgio to review this very important topic. Mike, you've been involved with propane safety for years. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
I spent my life in transportation and safety, most of my time working with propane. I'm a frequent speaker and recognized as an expert as it relates to safety regulations, safety management, DOT compliance, emergency preparedness, emergency response training, prepare employees for depositions and propane-related accidents, and also vehicle crashes. I work with each employee individually, drilling down on the root cause of the accident, recreating the accident, and preparing the employee for his deposition, and most importantly, to help prevent these accidents from reoccurring. And I've earned a reputation of making training fun and memorable. It's important to me that all my clients, all the people that I train, walk away from the training programs with an excellent education.
The 2011 edition of NFPA 58 modified the code requirements for cathodic protection installation and testing. What are the new requirements?
NFPA developed the guidelines for the testing program required for sacrificial anodes and systems to be consistent with nationally recognized practices. Initial testing is required as soon as practical after the installation of the system. I like to say that when the system's installed, we'll test it to make sure that it's compliant. We have to be consistent in everything that we do. So we install the underground storage tank and its related cathodic protection for the tank and the piping, and we test this thing and record everything right away. Upon completion of the installation and initial testing, verification of testing is required approximately 12 to 18 months after the initial test. So what do we need to look at? We want to look at weather conditions, soil conditions, the environmental conditions. Should a test of an installation not achieve the required results, the anode must be either repaired or replaced depending on the problem that you diagnose. To avoid corrosion, the voltage should be a minimum of minus 0.85. Typically, the higher voltage, the better the protection. However, we shouldn't go over 2.00 volts on our meter.
Mike, what equipment and training do you need to conduct cathodic protection inspections? And what exactly does the testing process look like?
I talk so much about training, and many of the consultants and safety professionals in the propane business talk about training on a regular basis. You need to understand, and management needs to understand, that people can only do what they know how to do. What a great cliche. Training only works when you put what you've learned to work. Any of the legal publications that reference training always mentioned that only qualified individuals who can demonstrate competency are considered professionals. In most cases, training certifications or training qualifications require proof of how the training has been conducted, who did the training, and where the training material can be found. PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council, produces excellent training programs. For example, publication 003710 can be found on propanemark.com and downloaded. What equipment do we need to install and test cathodic protection? We need a voltmeter, copper sulfate electrode, and don't forget our basic excavation tools. It's always a good idea to bring a wire brush so that we can clean up the areas where we're going to make our connections. We need to conduct our tank to soil test, which is also outlined in section 2.6 of the PERC training manual. If the ground is dry where you're going to conduct the test, make sure you moisten it with some water. Also make sure that the electrode has been properly maintained per the manufacturer's instruction. Next, you need your voltmeter. Connect the voltmeter to the tank with the positive lead, connected to your multivalve, and the negative lead to your copper sulfate electrode. I wouldn't rely on the metal dome. Sometimes dirt and other materials get between the dome and the tank. And if you use the dome or the cover, even though it's steel, they might be loose connections. Just a reminder, the voltage reading on a good tank should be equal to or greater than minus 0.85 volts. Your troubleshooting procedures can be found in the PERC manual, section 2.7. In the common law of negligence, a duty exists for a company and its employees to act reasonable. A breach of this duty occurs when a company or its employee acts outside that duty or unreasonable. Remember, the gas company and its employees are held to the highest standard of care. Following proper procedures for cathodic protection on underground storage tanks and gas piping is critical. All our recommendations are based on commonly accepted installation codes and good operating practices. Any deviation from a recommended practice, code, or guideline, and my favorite, manufacturer's installation instructions, must have the approval of the local authority having jurisdiction.
What about documentation? How important is it to have complete and accurate documentation? And what are the most common mistakes you see?
Document, document, document. If it's not in writing, it didn't happen. Document everything that you do. Don't leave anything blank. The biggest thing that I find is documentation is missing dates and signatures, or signatures are not legible.
Mike, before we sign off, can you give everyone listening two key takeaways?
The right training is critical. Utilize PERC, propane safety consultant, industry experts, and please, get properly trained. My second takeaway is we all have to focus on documentation. We must have the right documentation to prove testing has taken place. It starts with having the right forms, the right training, utilizing available reports, and proper tracking so we can get out and do the appropriate testing and equipment review. Finally, you must have a process in place to review documentation for incomplete or inaccurate equipment analysis and properly completed documents. 30% of the propane safety documents that I review are either incomplete or inaccurate. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great and safe day.